Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Zach Drew.
And I am Josh Peck. How are you doing today, Zach?
I am doing well. We have a lot of content to get through. I don't think it's going to be able to be done in a half hour program. I do believe that this will probably be cut up into two episodes this week and next week. This is going to be a lot of people really enjoy the show that we did last week. I appreciate all of the good feedback. And one of the things that we always hear are, the reason I like to watch your show is because you pack so much content into a half hour, or we do, you know, what most people would take two or three, you know, shows to do, we do in one show. Well, we have about five shows packed into this one, and that's why it's likely going to be into two shows. It's going to be an incredibly important show, and it's going to explain so much. You're going to learn so many new things today. And, you know, here's the thing. We do what we do to expose what is being done in the darkness. The Lord does not want his body to be in deception, to be deceived. You know, we know that the liberal world is woke, but God has called us to be awake. Our eyes must be open. We need to be able to see and decipher and understand what's coming in front of our faces at all times in the world scene, the political scene, all these world events from Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset, and a document that I'm going to be talking about today that I can almost promise you you've never read. And it is going to shock you, and it is going to explain so much of what we see. I honestly think that it's probably one of the most absolutely important documents that's been written in the last 100 years. It's going to explain so much. Some of the topics on today's program are the origins of the anti-human depopulation agenda. We're also going to be sharing a very interesting, nearly forgotten interview given by a Hollywood producer on the genesis of the feminist movement and its true intentions, which were orchestrated by the U.S. government, the Rockefellers, and even Planned Parenthood is mixed in with that. We're also going to be discussing one of the most important documents written in the last century, which I believe ranks up there with the Great Reset and Agenda 2030. You must hear about this document. You have to, and you have to not just read it and understand it, but you have to share it with your family. It is going to be an eye-opener to them. And it explains nearly everything we're seeing today. We're going to be talking about the importance of clean drinking water and proof that the water supply is being deliberately poisoned in America to depopulate the earth. What in the world? You're probably thinking, have I tuned into? My friend, just stay tuned. We're also going to be playing an interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. discussing how the water supply is linked possibly to gender dysphoria. Another subject is proof the kings of the earth today are eugenicists. The outright blasphemy of world leaders. And then we're going to be ending with, what does the Lord say of these things in his holy word? Buckle up, people. We have got quite a show planned for you. We'll be right back after this. Listen, we're going to have to be dedicating the next few weeks to this. We need to raise that $40,000. And this has been since 2019, this has absolutely been the most difficult fundraiser I have ever been a part of. As of right now, we've raised $3,618 of the $40,000. So if we don't raise it, we're going off of TLN. We're going to have to cancel our call center. We're already going off of DirecTV. We've decided that we are hurting and we need your help. And for those of you that got involved in this last week, I want to thank you. I want to thank Christopher, Arlene, Joanne, Richard, Stephanie, Joyce, Fashion Floors by Bob, Austin, Harley, Christine and Philip, Glenn and Shirley and Camille, thank you for donating this past week to our goals. The most important thing that we must stay at least on the PTL Club. We have to stay on Roku and Apple TV through the PTL and our Comcast networks. We need you to get involved. I'm praying that there is some major donors coming our way. I do have a praise report. I was just on the phone with a dear friend of ours. You remember him as Stan Foster. He built that beautiful curved stairway for Lori's house whenever I was spending when I was serving Jim Baker down in Blue Eye, Missouri. He's been a dear friend of our ministry. He lives just a couple of hours away, and I actually have lunch with him a few times every year. He called me this week, and he said, "Zach, I want to do a match of $4,000. That's what he can pledge right now, which is an absolutely generous thing. So right now, we have raised $3,618. And starting this moment, there is a $4,000 matching pledge. So everything you give right now, if you give $100, it'll be $200. If you give $1,000, it'll be $2,000. And the 4,000 plus 4,000 is 8,000, right? So that means we'd have over 11,000 of this $40,000 goal. We need your help. Get involved. You can go to ZachDrewShow.com. I tell you every week that is the easiest way to donate. ZachDrewShow.com. It's on your screen. Remember, my name is Z-A-C-H, not Z-A-C-K. ZachDrewShow.com. And once you're there, you can click that bright orange donate button. And you can give through either PayPal or Tithely. Do that today. Be a part of this match. We need to meet our goals. You can also write us at, you can either write IGBY Zach Drew Show, however you want to write, but send it to P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, 62525. Once again, that's P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, 62525. Or you can simply call us and donate through that fashion, which is 888-459-5727. Get involved with this $4,000 match today. And we're going to get right back into the meat of this content right after this. All right, Josh, I'm going to lay the foundation for this explosive content by discussing a video first. Here's the thing. So this week, Matt Walsh of The Daily Wire, he posted a video, and I want to share that with you today. It was a video from about a decade ago of a successful Hollywood producer named Aaron Russo. So Russo was Bette Midler's manager, and well, he worked on the film Trading Places, and in this interview, Russo goes into some detail about a conversation he had with one of the members of the Rockefeller family. Specifically, Russo claims that the Rockefeller Foundation and the U.S. government spent a lot of money funding the feminist movement for reasons that aren't remotely related to equal rights or empowering women. So lay this foundation. Let's watch this quick 2-minute video.
We were talking, and he started laughing. He said, "Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about?" And I said, I had pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, "I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote." And he started to laugh. He said, "You're an idiot." And I said, "Why am I an idiot?" He said, "You want, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, and we're the ones who got all of the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation." He says, "And you want to know why?" He says, "There were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up their family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them." And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Miss Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. No, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're going to...
CIA funded Miss Magazine?
Funded Miss Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the family.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No kidding.
So they funded it. Yeah, and of course it's divide and conquer.
Right.
And
of course.
What they do is they focus in, obviously, on real problems. Women were getting shafted in many ways, but the elite wasn't planning to help them. They were planning to really shaft them and take men away from them. Look at what they did with black families. You only had about 10% illegitimacy 50 years ago in black communities, and now it's over 90%. And look at welfare. You were going to give you some money, but you can't have a man in the house.
Right.
And so that was further to degrade the family.
Yeah.
Totally destroyed. And now illegitimacy is over 50% in the general population.
Right. Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money. So they make all the rules.
So a couple takeaways of that video. One, they couldn't tax half the population because, well, women were housewives. In large part. And also, now they can get the kids in school at an earlier age to get a head start on indoctrination. Now, once again, Matt Walsh stated, and I agree with him watching that footage, there are a lot of reasons to be skeptical, even though pretty much every conspiracy theory from the past decade has been proven correct. It's still hard to say whether Russo is a credible source of information. But if Aaron Russo is a fraud, he has one thing that most frauds don't have, which is cooperation. That being Planned Parenthood. Every year for decades, Planned Parenthood has received hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer funding, right? Their influence throughout the world is staggering. They're in almost every nation of the world. And in terms of political impact, they are maybe the single most influential nonprofit in the United States. About five decades ago, in 1969, Planned Parenthood produced a step-by-step roadmap for depopulating the United States. This document is explosive. This document is called the Jeffy Memo, after the man who drafted it, which was Frederick Jeffy. Now, he was the founder of the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute. He wrote the document in response to a letter from Bernard Burleson, who was the head of the Population Council. Now, Burleson wanted a summary of expert opinions on how to make sure we have fewer people in this country. Jeffy's memo makes clear that the feminist movement is a core component of a much broader depopulation agenda. And that agenda has been achieved, for the most part. Point by point, it has become a reality, just like they drew it up. And if you want evidence that pretty much every problem facing Americans today wasn't just predictable but planned, then this memo is a very interesting read. Now, if you want to know where the depopulation agenda is heading in the future, then it's incredibly important that you understand every word of this document. And I want to tell you, anybody that's watching this program, this document that we're about ready to go through, there is a link. And you can read the entire document. We're going to be going through parts of it. It's going to be available in the info section beneath our video on our Rumble page, okay? So you've got to log into Rumble. A lot of people are watching on Rumble now, which I really appreciate because they don't censor us. We can't get kicked off of Rumble. And I wish that all of our audience would watch us on Rumble. And whenever you subscribe on our Rumble page, make sure you actually click that little bell icon, because on Rumble, they actually notify you when we're doing a video, I probably got a couple hundred emails in the past couple of years saying, we have hit the icon on your YouTube page and we are never notified when you actually post a show. That is because we are nearly shadow banned on YouTube. Rumble does not do that to us. We continue to post on YouTube because you are watching there, but we want you to watch on Rumble. And that link, you're going to want to watch it. And honestly, hopefully you'll print it off and go through it and give it to your family members, because it is one of those documents that just it removes the scales from our eyes. I highly recommend you read it there. And also, just so you know, it'll also be sent in our monthly Paul Revere report. So if you are a member of that club, well, you'll be sent to it as well there. All right. Let us take a look at this document. Here is one particular page, and we're going to be going through about 1/4 of this one page of the document on today's program. So this is column one. Go ahead and put the graphic on the screen now. We're going to be going through column one. Here's the first column of a chart included at the end of the Jaffe memo. And go ahead and you'll see which column I'm talking about. There's that red circle around there. So that's where we're at. And now let's go ahead and put on the screen what those points say. So it says their goals for depopulation. Number one, restructure family, postpone or avoid marriage, alter image of ideal family size, compulsory education of children, encourage increased homosexuality, educate for family limitation, fertility control agents in the water supply, and lastly, encourage women to work. This is just the first column. Let's dive into it. So number one was the restructure the family, or postpone or avoid marriage. Did you know that in the 1960s, the median age of first marriage for men was 23, for women it was 20? Now, the median age for men at their first wedding is over 30. For women, it's 29. This has been a slow and steady climb. It's still increasing, and it's deliberate, because for women, fertility starts to decline rapidly at the age of 30, and that is right at the moment that many women are now getting married. Point number two in this document, alter image of ideal family size. The memo was written in 1969. Just a couple of years later, Pew reports people suddenly wanted much smaller families. In 1971, there was a shift in attitudes as Americans' ideal family switched from 4 kids to 2 kids. Number three, compulsory education of children. I think all children should obviously be educated, right? But I believe that this speaks to more to what they are being educated and who is doing the educating. Number four, encourage increased homosexuality. So in black and white, Planned Parenthood is saying two things at once. First, that homosexuality can be encouraged. It's not a naturally occurring phenomenon, at least not in their opinion. And then Planned Parenthood is admitting that the goal of encouraging increased homosexuality isn't about equal rights. It's about curbing the human population. Things that we all know, believe, understand. But every once in a while, they just expose themselves. Like in this document. Have you ever read this document? Ever heard of it? Most of you watching have never heard of this document. And yet it outlines everything that we're seeing in America. This isn't these things. They want you to believe everything is a natural grassroots movement. I would venture to say that almost 100% of the people that we've seen marching and parading for abortion rights. And they don't understand that it's all a trick. They're all deceived, and I feel sorry for them. And I honestly believe that so many, if I showed them this document, this something that provides the proof that was written for, it was the roadmap for depopulation that Planned Parenthood wrote in 1969, I bet you some of them wouldn't even care. Because at this point, this mass psyop has been so successful. It's like they're so blind that even the facts, they don't matter anymore. What do you think about this, Josh?
Unfortunately, we see that a lot today. I mean, in every facet of anything that people argue about, everything's become politicized and really just facts don't matter anymore. I think it's because we're in the midst of an apostasy, an end times apostasy.
Absolutely. And it's like we only have time to cover like a couple of points every show. It's like I wish we could like write a book of like the 100 points, because another thing that we don't have time to talk about on today's program, where facts don't matter anymore, is another deliberate, organized plan to insert a brand new philosophy into the American culture that started, truly started in the 1960s, it picked up a lot of speed in the 90s, that they are teaching our kids, and a lot of them don't even, the word isn't being taught until they get to university, but the word is postmodernism, that everybody can have their own truth. You are such a bigot if you think there's absolute truth. That's what they'd have you believe. That truth is just, it's they're always moving the goalposts on truth. It's always changing. It's fluid, like water pouring over different rocks and different surfaces is true. That it just changes. It's ever changing. And so it doesn't matter if the facts are presented to these people, but we are not trying to convince those people. We, at this show, this ministry, we view ourselves as a supplement to the church. This is not a pulpit ministry. We do not have Sunday morning and Sunday evening services. Most churches don't even have Sunday evening services anymore, but we're not a pulpit ministry. We are a supplement to the church, to the body of Christ, that you can be educated and you can understand what's really happening behind the scenes. We are actually in the end times, people. Jesus, when warning his disciples of whenever they ask, what's the world going to be like before you come back? The very first thing Jesus said is what? Come on, what is it? Watch out that no one deceives you. This entire apocalyptic chapter of what the world is going to be like, Matthew 24, he leads off with saying, first, foremost, right? You don't lead a speech, you know, telling people what you're going to talk about by your weakest point. You start off by laying the most important foundation. That's how you speak. You lay the most important foundation. And the most important foundational thing that he said that he led with was do not be deceived. Meaning in the course of the last 6,000 years, you know, maybe I'm stretching it out here, but I think that we're going to be seeing deception like the world has never seen before. And like, this is like, even the things we're talking about today, it's almost, you could say, it's almost elementary to the deception we're going to be seeing. I don't just mean like, oh, an alien invasion. I'm talking about not being able to, as someone once said in the time of Noah, that technology was actually so advanced that it was indistinguishable from magic. I believe the world is going to be such a crazy place that the world is going to be, the darkness is going to look like magic. The technology is going to increase so much, the transhumanism, the eugenics movement, you know, from CRISPR-Cas9 and the deconstruction is coming in with the schools. Listen, there's just so many facets of this deception. We're going to talk about a couple on the program. That's all we can do. I pray and I hope that you share this content with other people. It's not just for you. It's for everyone. And listen, so I lost where I was at. Okay, let me think. Where was I at in this thing? Oh, yeah, encourage increased homosexuality. So once again, Planned Parenthood is admitting that the goal of encouraging increased sexuality is it's not about equal rights. But they would have you believe that. They're so clever, people. It's about curbing human population. Point number 5 in this document, educate for family limitation. You know, this one doesn't take a lot of explanation, but this was to encourage all forms of contraception, anything to prevent pregnancies. Number six, we're going to spend some time here before we can get to the point seven. Fertility control agents in the water supply. I didn't make it up. It's written there. You know, here's an article. Show the graphic here from the Daily Mail from October 2020. Birth control hormone is making its way into streams and hindering fish's ability to reproduce. The article notes that up to 90% of birth control is unmetabolized and flushed down the toilet. The piece continues, a 2015 study from Washington State University found a link between synthetic estrogen and the growing decline in sperm counts, which have plummeted up to 38% in a decade. But even for the fact that whenever I was going through this document, I was like, you think that I'm shockproof by now. Because I know that the idea of poison at water supply, like, there are a lot of things that would suggest they could and have and would. But to have a document that it's actually outlined, that it's proof, that it says there, you can read it. Go to, like I said, go to our Roma page, click the link. He'll send you there. It's an official document that fertility control agents should be put in our water supply is astounding. Now I want to say something that I've talked about a few months ago that we're encouraged to laugh at this next claim that, you know, there is a famous man. I'll just go ahead and say his name. It's Alex Jones from InfoWars. He's famous. And he's crazy, right? But like in a fun way. Honestly, I'm kind of a fan of Alex Jones, right? Because the thing is that even though 10% of the things he says are just absolutely, you know, I don't think they're right. He's gotten so many things right. And there's this funny video of, you know, him screaming at his audience that they're turning the frogs gay, right? They're turning the frogs gay. They're making gay frogs. And it's like, what? That's so crazy. Like, he can't say it. He's right. Here is a YouTube video. I'm going to play just a minute and a half of this clip from, it's actually Joe Rogan's program. I've played it before on this program before. But the entirety of his interview, Joe Rogan's interview with Robert Kennedy Jr., was revolving around the issue of, you know, him suing Monsanto and the dangers of Roundup. But there was 1 minute and 33 seconds in that interview that was pretty shocking. And I want to go ahead and play it for you right now.